From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Giabili reporting. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations took aim at Iran and its proxy militia Hezbollah Thursday, saying the United States would act against its growing menace. At the monthly meeting of the U.N. Security Council that focuses on the Middle East, specifically the Israeli-Palestinian issue, Nikki Haley said the council should expand its attention to focus on other threats in the region. She said we need to start with the chief culprit, Iran and its partner militia Hezbollah. Washington designated the militant group as a terrorist organization. President Donald Trump is giving himself high marks 3 months into his White House tenure. Trump boasted, "No administration has accomplished more in the first 90 days. But surveys show American voters mostly have a negative view of his performance. Trump has edged up in favorability ratings after launching a missile attack on Syria 2 weeks ago in response to a chemical weapons attack by Damascus. But the Gallup poll says voters still view his presidency negatively by a 52-42% margin. The Quinnipiac University poll pegs the president's negative to positive rating at 56%-40%. Vice President Mike Pence announced in Jakarta, Indonesia, Thursday that President Donald Trump will attend 3 summits in Asia in November. Pence is on the latest leg of a 10-day tour of Asia. He says Trump plans to attend the U.S., ASEAN and the East Asia summits in the Philippines and the APEC summit in Vietnam. Pence also said Trump administration will collaborate with ASEAN to promote peace and stability in the South China Sea to ensure unimpeded flow of commerce in the area. This is VOA News. The U.S. sought to shore allies Wednesday. The USS Carl Vinson Naval Strike Group is indeed headed to the Northern Pacific as a deterrent to North Korea's nuclear weapons program. But the announcement comes after days of misleading statements that the aircraft carrier and other ships had already been heading there. Earlier this month, commander of the U.S. Pacific Command, Admiral Harry Harris, announced he was ordering the strike group to sail north after leaving Singapore. But the strike group instead stayed in the Western Pacific and conducted an abbreviated set of exercises with Australian forces. By last Saturday, the Vinson was sailing through the Sunda Strait, thousands of kilometers from the Korean Peninsula. Speaking Wednesday in Saudi Arabia, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Iran's destabilizing influence in the Middle East must be overcome.
From the militia they maintain, Lebanese Hezbollah that they support in Lebanon, that militia is also contributing thousands of fighters. And, of course, Iran's got its own military inside Syria continuing to hold Assad in power. Everywhere you look, if there's trouble in the region, you find Iran.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. UN Special Envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura says a trilateral talks in Syria scheduled for Monday have been postponed. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Staffan de Mistura says he does not know why the United States has decided not to turn up at the meeting early next week, but believes Washington remains committed to the three-way discussions on the Syrian situation.
I would say that the indications I got from Washington is exactly that, that there is clearly an intention to maintain and resume these trilateral meetings, and the date and the circumstances were not conducive for this to happen on Monday, but that is certainly their intention.
In the meantime, de Mistura says he will be holding what he calls a very intense bilateral meeting on Monday with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Gennady Gatilov. He says there are many things to discuss regarding the upcoming meeting in the Kazakh capital, Astana, and on the Geneva peace talks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The sidewalk along the south fence of the White House was closed permanently Wednesday. The decision follows several incidents of people jumping the fence around the White House. Secret Service explained the restriction is part of the ongoing comprehensive review of temporary and permanent security measures at the complex. I am Giabili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.